Triple M's Marto and Margo for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel on 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app. This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Triple M
Breakfast. Freaky Friday, you reckon?
Freaky or funky shirt Friday.
Oh, yeah. No, we've got to do that one day. Or every Friday.
Freaky Friday. Thank God it's Friday. However you want your Friday to be.
Can
Zach
over.
Friday.
Can we?
80s Friday. Flock of 80s Friday.
I know we've got a piece of paper here that says what we're going to do on the show.
Oh, you're making
Did
changes,
Did you hear that?
Eh? Yeah.
There's a piece of paper involved in this show. I'm throwing that out. We've got to throw the whole show over to this roach plague that's hitting the city, Margo. Got to investigate
that. I hate
that.
Cockroaches.
Got to investigate the obstruction rule and what went on in last night's Broncos win. We've got to talk about Australian swimming. We're talking about the election. Oh.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Broncos, 36-12. No Reynolds. No worries. How are we going to wrap this up? Do we know anyone who knows anything about rugby league?
Corey
Parker! Oh, okay. Hi, Corey.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. I
impressive.
Hope you haven't been listening.
Impressive, Corey. Oh, what are you? No, what? Don't. We don't go backwards. We move forward.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes.
We look forward to the show that's ahead of us. We've got Corey here to talk about the Broncos' sensational win, 36-12 over the Knights last night. Cozza, break it down for us.
Yeah, look, I mean, it was a win and the score got away from them, but to say it was sensational is probably a little bit over the top. Oh. I mean, it was 36-12, the final score. But for the Broncos, 12 errors and 7 penalties sort of really made things difficult for them. But there was some real pivotal points in that game that probably helped the Broncos get away on the scoreboard. And for mine, and one was the Gagai no try, and one was the Cobbo try that they allowed, particularly from the bunker. Some of the decisions the bunkers are coming up with at the moment have been absolutely diabolical. But on the good side of things, the Broncos' back five, I thought, were terrific. None better than Cobbo and also Corey Oates, who's wound back the clock. I think the old 12-month contract's certainly working for him.
Yeah.
He's playing for his life at the moment. He's doing a great job.
Right. Listen, let's talk. Corey Oates was at his best. Let's talk Cobbo. Good enough to play Origin?
Oh, I think so, Marto. I wrote an article the other day for Code Sports Australia, and I've got him in my side. Look, we all see the flashy plays that he does and the tries he scores, but I'm more impressed with the coming out of your own end and running that nice hard line. You know, he's got a bit of mongrel in him. What he does, he's quick. He's young. He's got all that excitement with him. And playing Origin, as you know, 80 to 90% of what you do as a winger is coming out of your own end, doing a real tough carry, and he's doing that terrifically at the moment. So I say off the back of that, yeah, I reckon.
Brad Fittler was there watching the game last night. The Stags play Origin for New South Wales?
Oh, I think it's going to be a real sort of a tough one there. Look, whilst his form warrants that, it's more of a combination thing between what Stags is able to do on that left-hand side or the right-hand side, rather, with the combination of the Penrith crew. So, I mean, you know, you got Cleary and Luai. You've got Tyo who will be there. And I think they'll go with Stephen Crichton, to be honest.
Crichton's got to replace Mitchell, doesn't he?
Yeah,
surely.
So I'm just not sure. Look, his form warrants that. He's got Origin written all over him. He's hard to handle. He's got that aggressive style of play.
Do you remember last year when we were losing close games? You go, oh, well, the bad luck Broncos. That's turning into, even when we're not playing well like last night, we're winning this year.
Yeah,
Why? Yeah. What's happened?
Well, last night, as I said, some of those decisions at that pivotal point in time certainly helped the Broncos, rather.
Well, the Knights are whinging about it. Obviously, in the press conference, they were unhappy with some of the calls from the bunker. Does that lose them the game, do you think, those calls?
You look at the score and you say, well, you know, I'm not sure if we're going to win the game, but it certainly does throw the momentum way out of whack. I mean, 6-6 at half time, and they come out. It could have been 12-6 at halftime. It's a completely different mindset. But take the positive out of it. As you said, Marto, I think the Broncos over the recent years, you're right, they do lose that game. So The belief that Adam Reynolds has been able to put into that side, whilst he wasn't playing last night,
still
is sort of infectious. It's sort of infectious within the guys.
We're in fourth spot. Yeah. Are we a top four team?
Right now, at the moment, we are because we're in fourth spot momentarily. To suggest that you're up there, look, in my opinion, I think that, you know, the top four, and then there's a bit of a gap to the rest. We're probably where we're sort of supposed to be suited, to be honest. But, I mean, you know, what are we, nearly halfway in the season? So still a long way to go in this race and a lot of things to unfold. But take the positive where they are. The Broncos are a much, much better outfit than where they have been.
Do we see Adam Reynolds back soon? Last-minute call to put Mam in, who was outstanding. Groin issue for Reno. Is he back next week?
I think it's a week-to-week proposition for Reno. The groin, particularly in an older gentleman now, is a little bit harder to come back from. So it'll be a week-to-week thing. Now, the question will be, if it is the groin, how severe is it? And if it is severe, does he still continue doing all the kicking? So that's obviously a strong suit. So I'm not sure, but listening to Kevy talk yesterday, they do think he'll be back on the weekend.
Right, get those kids to school. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. I just heard you talk.
Sorry?
What?
No, I was going to say, I heard you talking there before. I need another man of the match performance out of myself. So
more jewellery.
We'll see what we can do.
More jewellery will get you one.
I mean, just flowers on Mother's Day would be nice. You know?
Here we go. Sorry.
Still Corey. Hanging on to that.
Sorry, Corey. Hold on. Bitterness. Marto and Margo. Triple M Breakfast. Well, every night of the week he keeps the bastards honest, but tomorrow night it's grand final for him. Sky News are going to be all over the election coverage like a rash, and this bloke's at the centre of it. Paul Murray, hello, mate.
G'day, Marto. G'day, Margo. G'day, Brisbane. Oh, the grand final, a World Cup, Expo 88, the Easter show, Eka, throw in free tickets to, I don't know, Roy Orbison. Oh, that's a bad band. Anyway, it's a big night.
How does this work? Like, do you, at 6 o'clock when the booths close, what do you do? I've never watched a whole night of election coverage.
Look, put simply, polls close at 6 o'clock. Okay. It takes about an hour to start to see which way votes go. Because so many people have voted early, those ballots are going to be opened at 4 o'clock behind the scenes. So who knows whether we get an actual result on Saturday night. But put simply, you will know pretty quickly about whether this is going to be a close fight or a blowout. And if it's a close fight, then I reckon ScoMo can get there.
What about the betting? You know how you can bet, is it going to be the coalition, is it going to be opposition, blah, blah, blah. I know you love a punt.
A multi.
But betting on the election winner, don't you think that then sways the votes too, Paul?
Oh, absolutely. There are a couple of things that people want to do in all seriousness, which is you can, like candidates pay for polls so that they them. Oh, look, there's a poll that says, you know, Marto's winning by 1,000%, right?
Yeah.
We've seen that happens with all the sort of teal garbage happening in Sydney and in Melbourne. But the same does happen when it comes to the betting. So a couple of bookies that I was talking to for no apparent reason. Yeah.
We know you hate this sound, Paul.
Now, let's get on to your personal problem. A mate of ours spotted you at the Penrith Panthers betting on more chilli the other night. Is this possible?
Oh, 100%. That's where I do all the market research. Mm. That's where I go all in. I love everything about Queensland. I would have blood transfusions to become a Queenslander. But I tell you what I love about Sydney. Mm. You can smoke while playing the pokey. Jeez, I'm paying a lot of tax, Marto.
Exactly.
I'm doing my bit for the society.
Thank you, Paul Murray. Now, listen, mate, this is on a quiet note, but the guy, you know, you've worked in radio for Triple M for ages. Now, the guy does the time and weather. What do you call him? Panel op?
Oh, look, plus one at best.
Yeah. I believe at you're best. The MC.
And I know the one that you've got.
You do
best
know
is plus one.
Plus one. Now, how did you end up MCing his wedding?
Hello, Paul.
Hello, J.A. How are you?
Mate, we were worried. We thought we'd better sidetrack you. You almost started talking politics, eh?
Oh, no, God forbid. I'm coming. I want to talk about gambling.
Do you remember last time when all the experts got it wrong and ScoMo scrambled over the line? If he does this again, can they all go and get rooted?
Correct. Well, don't you love, right? This is what I love, is all these so-called experts who tell us what's going to happen and what we care about. I feel like it's like a Jedi mind trick. Like, remember when, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi's going, these are not the droids you're looking for. Sometimes you see an issue and you say, hang on, I don't think that's that important. This is the issue that you'll want to talk about.
Yes, of course.
So I just reckon, you know, if they get it wrong, and I think they can get it wrong again, pack up shop, go away. But I do love as well, it's a bit like, you know, all those so-called experts about the footy who have no idea what's going to happen in a grand final.
Hey, listen, what did you think of ScoMo's? He's played bowls, he's played darts, he's learned how to weld. He's been the all-rounder, and then he started bashing redhead kids down in Tassie. Has he got it right or wrong?
Look, I think that I'll take a prime minister who's going to shoulder charge a kid rather than a bloke who's going to give it all over to China.
Well, that'll do me. Paul Murray, Sky News, all tomorrow night. Thanks, mate.
See you, guys.
More chili!
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Now, we're electing a new government of some sort tomorrow, and we all know that government's about team, and we spoke the other day. Why don't they all just come together as the Labrals? Just join Labor and Liberal and come together and run our nation for us. And then when you think about teams, you think about rugby league. Now, if we had, and we know all the politicians, or we know the famous ones, if we brought them into a 13 and a rugby league team.
Rugby league.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Can we just have a look? Who did you suggest at halfback or 5/8? Did you say Campbell Newman?
I said Newman or Abbott because they're, you know, small and pesky and get in and around.
What about
people?
Albanese? Lots of chat and cheeky and everything like that. Well, all right, well, let's have a look at those three. Are you happy after what you saw ScoMo when he demolished that Ranga down in Tasmania? Are you happy?
He's going to be up front.
You wanted to put him at lock.
I wanted to put him at lock. Yeah.
I think he's better. He's got to play in the central channel and just belt people.
Yeah, do you reckon him and Clive up front?
He's a colossus.
He's the Dave Taylor of politicians.
Or Nelson.
Coltrane.
Nelson, Asofa, Solomana, just pummeling people. Clive Palmer, get
out
of the way.
What about Dutton, the defence minister? Do we put him into defence?
Oh, potato head. Mm. And now, well, defence, you think about when Billy Slater used to run the Queensland, like from behind the talk, just getting other people to do everything and then plugging the gap in the last bit. So Dutton at fullback. Are you happy with that?
Fullback, righto. Should we go to Chris from Cleveland, Marto? He's got a suggestion for you.
Chris, just quickly, Frydenberg, the treasurer, just in the centres because he doesn't really pass. He hangs on to it. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, but you'd have to look at two others. One would be Barney B. Joyce as a lock because he can actually hold the forwards together on a moral background.
Oh, exactly. That's
great
brilliant.
Analogy.
Yes. And what's the other suggestion? Righto, Barnaby, yeah.
Bob Catter as fullback because if anybody breaks your defence and get the old three and pop him off.
That's brilliant. That's better. All right, so Dutton's going to
one of
the
changes, are you, Marto?
Dutton's going into the centres. Catter to fullback. Brilliant.
Okay. What about Bryce at Bracken Ridge? Got a suggestion there, Bryce?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I've got the hooker organised.
Yes. We have
Jackie Lambie at hooker.
Oh, Jackie Lambie.
Perfect.
What about Pauline Hanson? Where do we put her out on the wing?
Well, it's interesting because you've never seen a politician look more like Benny Elias than Jackie Lambie.
Oh, my God.
And I can just see her jogging to the first drum, just throwing up a cut at that first drum like nobody's business. And then she gets sent off. And a cheeky little high five to Pauline on the way off.
Oh, you've thought about this too much.
Sorted. Imagine if you walked in tomorrow to an election booth and someone said, here's the How to Vote card for the third
hour. I reckon Howard and Rudd are going to go in the commentary box.
Oh, my God. And Malcolm Turnbull,
Turnbull in the bunker?
Bunker,
perhaps.
Oh, my God. Penny Wong!
We could have
I've got one wing spot left. Wing Wong! Penny Wong on
guys,
the wing.
I think that's enough yellow card for you guys.
We need a ref. Who's the umpire?
Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
Well, seems like we've got another few people who have the chance to win $1,000. When you send us your rumour, we put you in the barrel and we, at some stage, award $1,000 to someone. You can text us on 0484 10 1045. Remain anonymous if you want, or call 133353 because we love a good rumour here at Triple M. A
couple of sports ones this morning.
And no, if you want to remain anonymous, we may make up a random name for you, like Ted. Which is not his real name. But
what if it was his real name, but we're saying it's not his real name, so it's like, oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, we've been tipped off by someone who works at Stadiums Queensland, and we're going to just call him Ted for the sake of this, because he wishes to remain anonymous. And as we know, Marto, the Gabba is hosting the Brisbane Olympics in 2032, right?
Yep, it'll have a bit of a revamp.
Yes, that's correct. They're spending billions of dollars on the revamp, and Ted has told us to help cover the cost of the stadium. Mm. The government, for the first time ever, is looking for a naming rights sponsor for the Gabba.
Oh, like Lang Park has Suncorp Stadium.
Suncorp Stadium. How good would...
Gabba's never had a naming rights.
What about maybe Chemist Warehouse Gabba?
Oh, catchy. It's very catchy.
Yes.
Chemist Warehouse.
Could be McDonald's Gabba, because McDonald's is just around the corner.
Isuzu Gabba.
Isuzu Gabba.
Metricon. Someone will grab it and that'll... not Metricon. No,
well, we did have a rumour yesterday that Metricon maybe might be going under, but then Metricon came on the news last night and said they're not.
It's going close.
It's going close.
Hey, can I just back that up with another one? It's an AFL one. You know Gillon McLachlan, he's finishing up as the head of AFL. He's waiting.
Where's he going?
They're talking about maybe he'll run the Olympics.
Oh.
Anyway, there's another rumour that I didn't even realise I knew.
You're
that.
Up for $1,000.
Up for $1,000.
No, but, all right, so the reason you don't see much of him, his last job as AFL boss, and he'll resign on grand final day, and I go, oh, thanks, mate, you're beauty. His last job is to negotiate the next broadcast deal, okay?
Okay.
This is from a source at Fox Sports. It's at a stalemate at the moment because they're going, listen, we'll offer you this much money. And he's going, no, I want this much money. He obviously wants a lot more. And they're going, if you want anything close to that much, and the difference they've got at the moment is about $200 million over 5 years.
It's a small
change. Still a lot. Yeah, Channel 7 are involved in Fox Sports and Gillon McLachlan. What he wants to keep the 2 p.m. traditional daytime grand final.
Yes.
The broadcasters want 4:30 because they get more viewers at 4:30. Twilight. It's never happened. Oh, sorry, it's happened once. Didn't they have one night time?
I think you're right.
Here in Brizzy. Anyway, they said, but that's only because of the pandemic. We'll never do it again. Now they're going to...
meet somewhere in the middle.
You'll probably hear the news about that soon, but it will have been because the broadcasters have said, if you want that money, you've got to give us 4:30. So keep an eye on that one.
All right, nice one, Marta. So Ted, not his real name, is up for $1,000 because of that story about the naming rights for the Gabba. We'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Greg Martin is up for $1,000 because Gillon McLachlan's going to run head of the Olympics. And someone, did you say Fox Sports? Can't say who it is.
Someone from Fox.
They don't want to be, no.
That's all right, okay. But they're just talking about
the... They don't want the money. They just wanted to tell me something.
All right, the AFL rights. Okay, rumour file. There you go. It's as simple as that. 0484101045. You can text us your rumours. In fact, great over the weekend, no matter where you are, if you hear something.
Hey, get Brizzy talking.
0484101045. Marto's burner phone.
Maybe you're in a queue lining up to vote and you hear something sneaky. Ooh. Let us know about it.
Eavesdropping.
Or you can wait till Monday and call us 133353. We're not here on the weekend, so that's why it's good to text.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
I'm an 85 baby, smack bang right in the middle of the 80s. But I don't remember a lot of the 80s. It's more references of photos, the hairstyles and that sort
the
of thing.
Music,
Marto, you were talking yesterday about the Lion Park that used to be down at Yatala.
I was telling you, in the old days, don't whinge about the M1, it used to take us, if you'd go on holidays to the beach, like we used to holiday at Broadbeach, it'd take you three and a half hours to drive down there because it was two lanes, one lane each way. All right, used to wind down, you go Old Logan Road. Yeah, the Old Logan Road still exists, but it used to be two lanes, one lane each way, all the way to the Gold Coast. You used to go through the strawberry farms and Pimpama. But then at about an hour and a half with four kids in the back and dad smoking and no seat belts and la la la.
You'd need a pit stop.
You'd need a break. let's go and see the lions. And you'd stop there at Yatala. There was a Bullen's African Lion Safari.
When you were telling me about it, I just assumed it was like Australia Zoo. You know, you go and you walk around and you see the animals.
No walking
around.
You
just showed me some photos.
Thank you. What was there? Go on.
Classic cars, like old school vintage 80s classic cars.
Valiants, Kingswoods and Fords and Ford Falcons.
Driving through literally park.
So there was bumper to bumper. You had to, there was a queue to get in and they'd open one gate and you'd go into the sort of a buffer zone and then they'd close that gate and then they'd open the next
one. Sounds like
and
Jurassic Park.
And you drive through and fair dinkum, there were lions, there were
tigers
elephants,
and bears.
There were hyenas.
Elephants.
Elephants, zebras, giraffes, It was incredible.
Like proper Africa.
And I just looked
in
it
Yatla.
Up. It lasted for 19 years. Where Yatla
19
is.
Years?
19 years it lasted.
When
apparently.
Did it open?
Oh.
It was closed, it in the 70s?
Early 70s. Early 70s.
Closed in 88, so it must have opened early 70s. Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? There was one night, I'm sure there's... Actually, 133353. Can everyone else give us their... What do you remember from African Lion Safari? It'll be people around my age. I'm
Why
sorry
did
about
they
that.
Close down?
Apparently the food... Oh, no, there was someone got munched one day. There was a bloke, I showed you the sign. Did the you sign. See the photo
it
of the
says,
sign?
If your car breaks down, beep your horn, do not get out.
And people used to get out and they'd check under their bonnet and next thing you know, bang, it's a bloody line, you stupid
line,
fool.
Line, you idiot.
There one night, an elephant got out and was found in the middle of Bean Lee. I heard that. I don't know whether that's true or
hey,
not.
I found this.
What is Just it? Off the highway at Yatla, wild animals roamed Bullen's Line Park. And driving around them, Queensland families. Fords, Holdens and Valleys.
There you go.
Oh, oh, that's was that the old ad? Okay. We obviously played that on Triple M. How incredible.
Was that a Remember When segment? Oh, who knows? 133353, what do you remember? Does anyone, can anyone back me up on any of this stuff?
Oh, yes, they can. The lines are full already, Marto.
Bretto from Petrie does. Good morning, Bretto.
How are you, Margo? Marto, how are you, guys?
Yeah, good,
can you
mate.
Remember, how long do you reckon it used to take to get to the coast?
Oh, mate, easy from where we were on the north side. Yeah. It used to take about 3.5 hours to get to the Goldie.
Yeah, we were Aspen. Yeah, bloody hell.
But that Bullen's African Lion Safari, I remember that quite well. And even the old servo across the road used to be
The UFO servo,
yeah.
Oh, bloody hell. Yeah.
I don't remember that. You just got so excited.
No, it was like this round UFO, a spaceship, and you'd pull up at the bowsers. Oh, funny.
Bretto, Marto's eyes have just lit up Christmas tree. Yeah. I'm so excited. What happened at the safari park when you were there? Like, did you go often? Was it like a thing or is it just like a one-off?
Yeah. Probably just like a special occasion, like a birthday or something like that, you know. And I remember, because I was born in 67, and I remember one of the treats for my birthday. Look, I was a few years, I was probably at 5 or 6 then, and my grandparents took us down there, my brother and I. We were in the back seat, and I remember Pop Johnson, he was, we had this Toyota Corona. The old Toyotas. Anyway, you had to drive in you couldn't leave your windows down or anything like that. So you drove in with all these live lines running around all over the place. Jesus. But we were about 3 or 4 cars back from the feeding trailer.
Yeah.
Oh so there'd be two blokes in a trailer and they'd throw out big slabs of beef out the meat out the back there. And I remember two lines having a bit of a tug of war and my nana's sitting there, and she's pretty nervous anyway, but she's going, oh, look at this and look at that. Then all of a sudden, this big slab of beef landed on the bonnet.
Oh, no!
Mate, I've never seen her shit like she did, I tell you. Unbelievable.
How scary!
So that was a big panic, you know, but you weren't allowed to keep your windows down. You had other cars driving around. Brilliant. It was a big treat. It was fantastic.
You had a lion on the bonnet of your Toyota.
We've got to keep, Bretto, that's magnificent. Mick from Caloundra, I don't know if a piece meat hit his, but his surfboard's got bitten. So he's on his way down the coast to have a surf, and lion's bitten the surfboard.
What about Mara from Kumbulchi? Yeah. He said there was a sign at the front that read, Pommies on push bikes for free.
Let's go.
Phil from Bellmere. Good morning, Phil.
How are you, Marta?
What are your memories, Phil?
Well, I used to work there.
Oh, my gosh.
Righto. Tell us.
What was your job?
I was actually, I did the butchering out the back in the knackery and did the feeding.
Right. So you were in that feeding truck that
in the cage.
Bretto was just telling us about, and you used to throw the meat out to the lions.
Onto cars.
Yeah, not on the cars. No, we had a different trailer. We had sides on the trailer and we encouraged the lions to...
I remember hearing the stories in those days where someone's car broke down, they hopped out to look under the bonnet and might have got hit. Did you ever hear that?
That one. No, I don't know about that one. But
someone did die there, though, didn't they? Didn't they get in?
Yes, I replaced the guy that got killed.
Oh, you were his replacement, Phil. What happened? Did you ever have any sort of physical aggressive encounters with the lions yourself?
Only during the feeding time.
So it kicked on after the death of this poor man.
Oh, yeah.
He kept going.
Yeah. Well, he knew the risks, I guess, going into it. Do you have to sign an indemnity waiver?
You look back now, Phil, at workplace health and safety and go, how did that
exist
for 19 years?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you wonder how it kept going for 19 years? It was a loose operation.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yes.
Oh, it wasn't that loose, but, yeah, no, animal activists and people in Beenleigh got sick of the lions roaring of a night time.
Oh, really? Is that why?
Did you, Phil?
Yeah. Can I ask, where did the lions come from?
Yeah, good question. Most of them came up, well, they were there when I started, but most of them, I think, were bred down at Warragamba Dam, at the lion park down there.
It's like the original Tiger King, isn't it?
Hey, Phil, we got to get to the traffic. I'm sorry, but do you remember the story about an elephant got loose and was found in Beenleigh one night?
I don't know about Beenleigh, but she used to get out and ride on, and walk on the side of the highway.
Righto.
Incredible.
Oh, I love Queensland.
What a time to be alive.
My daughter was born down there, and I lived on site, and I got a photo at home of the daughter at 12 months old and with a lion cub beside her.
Of course you have.
Jeez, that's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
What a time to be alive in the 80s.
Thank you, mate.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
It's our Friday fact.
Got any?
I got a heap. Right, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'm light on for facts this week.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I've just given out
You're
so
all
many facts.
Out.
You think every Friday I throw about half a dozen facts out? There's only so many facts in the world. 133353 if you want to join in.
I've got one. You know that moment where you are introduced to somebody and they tell you your name. Hey, I'm Margot. Nice to meet you. Greg, yep. Lovely
Hello.
To meet you.
Yeah.
And then you get chatting and then another friend comes along and you go to introduce them. But you forget that person's name.
Short-term memory loss.
It's called tartled. Scotland have actually...
What?
Yeah, they've got a word for it. I've had a tartle. I apologise. That's what it's called. That moment where you forget someone's name.
Tartle.
That's a great one. Hey, I do. I haven't got none. I've got a couple here. There's more female than male millionaires in the world.
Is there?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but how many billionaires?
Let's make sure. Oh, yeah, billionaires.
Heaps
I don't
of male
know.
Billionaires.
Let's just be clear. Are we allowed one umpire challenge?
Yeah, you can have one.
Okay.
That's okay.
Just can I add on to your fact?
Mm-hmm.
Most of those women who are millionaires are the divorced wives of the billionaires.
Oh, that's...
Melinda Gates.
Wait. That's not a
are
fact.
Are you using
Jeff
it now?
Bezos.
Are you using your challenge?
The richest woman in the world is Jeff Bezos. Ex-wife who got however many billion in the
but
settlement.
You just made that one up. Like, all right, butterfly swimmers have the best bodies.
Fact.
Is it?
No.
That's just my opinion. We want hard facts.
Honey will never expire.
Fact. Have I had my umpire's challenge?
No, I've heard that as well. Yeah.
That honey will never expire.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not using
it. It crystallises, but it doesn't expire. You can use it forever.
All right. I'll give you an absolute... take it to the bank fact. Are you ready? If you rip a hole in a net, it's got fewer holes in it.
Fact. Just one big one. Pizza is the most photographed food on Instagram.
Fact. Not worth challenging. I may challenge one of our listeners. 133353. Give us your fact. Hold that one. Hold it. Hold it.
I know you went to dinner last night. Did you post a photo of your dinner on Instagram?
Do you think I would have? I shared a tomahawk with a number of my family.
Yum.
And my dog got to eat that
bone. Oh, yum.
Is there anything funnier than a foot-long bone in the back of a cab?
1-3-5-3.
Well, no.
Marto always takes leftovers for the dog. At any events that we go to, lunch events that we get invited to, or Triple M work functions, he always takes the leftovers for the dog.
Always has a bone in the back of the cab?
Yes.
Right.
1-3-5-3.
No, that's why he's been exited from Uber.
1-3-3-5-3.
He's not allowed to travel with Uber
anymore.
I'm
going to apologise to Uber one day.
The bone in the back.
Shannon from Bethania. I've got an umpire's challenge up my sleeve. What do you got?
I have, and it's from one of Margot's little strips. The first couple to ever be seen on TV together in bed was Fred and Wilma Flintstone.
The Flintstones.
Yep.
Sound the alarm.
Okay, wait.
I'm challenging that.
All right.
It's my belief, Shannon, that Mike and Carol Brady, do you remember the Brady Bunch?
I certainly do.
Who came first?
Oh, the Flintstones.
Who were on TV first, the Flintstones or the Brady Bunch? Can someone look that up?
It'd have to be the Flintstones because they go back way, 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 way.
Right, right,
like even
to
before
bedrock.
TV.
Yeah. But they weren't
that
even
was
real
like
people.
Caveman days before the Brady Bunch existed.
But
the first married couple then.
You can't
the
just
first
be
married couple.
The Bradys, were they married?
Yeah, but they both had children before. They both had three children. That was the essence of the whole show.
The Flintstones were 9 years earlier.
Oh,
it's a cartoon.
Shannon,
you're
sit down, well, Mardo. Done, okay. Thanks, Shannon.
I have got no challenges left. Sean?
The first episode of the Flintstones was September 30, 1960.
Jeez.
Yeah, Brady Bunch was 69.
Oh, my God.
Of course it was.
Mm. Mm. Do you know? I'll give you a fact. Are you ready? Before that, there was a thing called the HAYS code, the Hays code. If you showed a couple in bed together, one of them had to have a foot on the ground.
Fact. Why?
Oh, because it was weird times. You couldn't do that sort of thing. It was like playing pool. Yeah, when you're playing, having a shot, you've got to have one foot on the ground.
That sounds like a good move. Sean from Alex Hills, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good, Sean. Help us out. Have you got any facts for us?
I've got two of them. The first one is Australia is actually wider than the moon.
Yeah.
Had that one.
Oh,
that was on Millionaire Hot Seat last night. Did you watch, Sean?
No.
Oh.
During the summer, the Eiffel Tower is 15 centimetres taller.
Because
the metal expands.
Yep.
Good on you.
Incredible.
All right, thank you,
Sean.
Should have just gone with that first one.
What about this one? There is a Hello Kitty-themed maternity hospital in Taiwan.
Hello Kitty.
Mark from Eden's Hill, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you got a goodie?
What's that?
Have you got a good one?
Yeah, it is impossible to sneeze with your eyes open.
Fact.
All right.
Okay.
Play on.
Try it next time.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Lisa from Tarragindi, hello.
Hi.
Have you got a religious fact for us, Lisa?
I have. So back when the Catholics bought all the land, they bought most of their properties up on hills, on cliffs.
Yeah, but that is true. That's a fact.
So,
but why?
Yeah, I don't know why, but all I know now is that they're millionaires.
Okay. They're loaded.
Okay.
Who's got the best real estate, you reckon, Lisa? Surf life saving clubs or Catholic churches?
Catholic churches.
Fact. Well, and that's not a fact.
I reckon the Catholic Church would have more real estate. The surf life saving clubs are along the coast.
That's all the money they get in handouts.
The parishioners.
I'd hate to turn fact into one of these, but who saves more lives?
Well, God is responsible for...
Thank you, Margo.
God is everywhere. That's right.
God
doesn't say swim between the flags, does he?
You should do a CSI Mardo on it tomorrow.
On what?
Who tomorrow's has more
Saturday.
Land.
Yeah, fun. Do it then.
Mardo and Margo.
Triple M Breakfast. Thanks for the counselling while the song was on, guys. That's all right. It only just occurred to me in the last 24 hours that I've never had a birthday party until my 21st.
Well, yeah, I don't think birthday parties really were ever a thing, were they? It's kind of become something like event planning. Were they always?
Because once a year, a kid would turn, it would be his birthday, and then he'd go to their place and there'd be a birthday party, and I never had one.
I think birthdays are special. You've got to make a celebration of them. It's the one day in the year that you get to celebrate you.
It explains a lot about you, Mardo, by the way.
It's why I hate writing on people's birthday cards around here.
You do. You hate
the big
birthdays.
Hello, happy birthday. Who cares?
Those big tears.
Mm.
Hey, listen, we're talking about your young fella's birthday party. Spectacular. But listen to this. Because it was only the other day. Is that Court from...
Court from Redland.
Redland. My wife hired a fire truck with a fireman for our son's fifth birthday party.
That's
cost
cool.
us $3,000.
Oh, jeez.
It was $400 alone for the... Is that legal?
Just take
one. Can you get some cops?
You can hire fire trucks. Yeah, that's
you can hire cops as well.
Why can't you hire some cops in your paddock at home and get in a car and have a chase? Go, hello, I'm seven and I've been drinking. Catch me.
Stop
how
it.
Good would that be?
John from Taringa. Can you
see? G'day, crew. How are you?
Yeah, good mate. Did you grow up having birthday parties as a kid?
Oh, hell yeah.
How many?
Yeah, oh, we kept going, mate. We just love the whole idea of parties. So,
yeah.
But my 10-year-old, well, he was 8 at the time. We put on a party, and each year the parents asked, "Are we doing the same thing again?" And all it was 20 metres of plastic, a slight hill, water detergent, water balloons, and water pistols, and all the parents got into it. Everyone got soaked. It was just brilliant.
That is
awesome
magnificent.
Fun.
Nothing beats
how good. Slip and slide. Everybody loves a bit of black tarp, don't they?
Especially physios and chiropractors when the adults hit their coccyx.
Bit of morning fresh in the hose and off you go. Crystal from Burpengary, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Kids' birthday parties. Geez, there's some money in it. Someone's making some money out there from all the stuff us parents do for our kids these days. What did you do
it's
for yours?
So quick to blow out. I know. So we did a joint party actually on the weekend, just gone for my 6-year-old and my 4-year-old.
Happy birthday.
And thank you. Thank you. They had a great time. We actually privately hired out a indoor play centre,
yes.
Crocs Play Centre.
How good.
And it ended up being cheaper than if you were to do an individual party for each of them there.
Yep.
We ordered a bunch of pizzas. We made 90 cupcakes between me and my husband, Frozen and Transformer themed. And the kids got to just play and run for a couple of hours.
Incredible.
Siblings
Beautiful.
And parents were able to come along, kick back, relax. The kids had been all indoors all day because it had been raining, so they needed to get some energy out. And then they could take them home, bath them, bed, and watch
Put them
the football.
To bed and sleep. Oh, well, and you don't have to
wonderful.
Clean up too because you
no,
just walk away.
The team were amazing there. They were so, so accommodating. You know, we just had ordered pizzas and some, we did a little couple of platters and stuff like that. But otherwise,
so you created all these wonderful memories.
Other kids.
Yep. See, I never had that.
Yep. Yeah.
And Crystal, I the 21st, my mates put in for a stripper. They idiots. They're my one birthday party.
We need to throw Mardo another birthday party.
Yeah,
Crystal,
yeah,
should we throw Mardo a birthday
just
party? I reckon
send me
we should.
To a psychologist and we'll get this sorted out.
He's got birthday party PTSD trauma. Ali.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, babe. What's happening?
Awesome. Love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? I've never had any birthday parties when I was growing up.
Oh,
bring
so
it
you
in.
Can empathise with
bring
Mardo.
It in tight, Ali. None at all?
No. I never had any birthday parties. I was until I turned 40 and I threw my own birthday party and
stripper.
We went on a cruise up the Surfers Paradise River.
Stripper?
Oh, beautiful.
Did you get a stripper?
Yeah.
Ali, if we throw Mardo a birthday party because he never had one, we'll invite you, okay, Ali?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
I'll be there with bells on.
What do you do for your kids now, though? Do you feel like you overcompensate for your kids because you didn't have anything growing up?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So a few years ago, we moved, when we moved up to Eagleby, my son didn't have many friends up there. So when his birthday rolled around, I put a call out on Facebook to invite some of the local kids around to celebrate his birthday with him so he could make some friends.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And Tony and Brooke from Gold Coast Snake Catchers saw my post.
Tony
and
Harrison?
He sure did.
Great friend of the show.
He's amazing. And he, him and Brooke and little mate Jensen come along and put a show on for all the kids.
With the reptiles.
Hold on,
yeah,
tell me about this.
Yeah,
he pulls out, three or four snakes?
Lizards and snakes
and
all sorts of stuff, Ali.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. No, he put on a great show and he did it all free of charge for my little boy and I was ever so grateful.
So did your boy, just tell me, did he end up with lots of friends out of that day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Surprisingly, yeah, he did.
Oh,
it was
that's
great.
So cool.
And he actually even, one of the young girls that came, he went to kindy with on the Gold Coast, and it was her birthday on that same day as well, so...
Oh.
Yeah,
beautiful.
So they're now real good friends again. Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Can I just talk about me and Ali for a second, just before I go? No, put Ali, leave Ali there. If Ali, you there? Yeah, we never had a birthday party when we grew up. Did your parents not like you?
Well, we actually, my mum brought us up as Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, you don't celebrate birthdays, do they?
No.
Yeah. Oh. I heard that the other day because we invited a little boy.
Are you a Jehovah's Witness?
And I don't remember. Buried something?
Mardo and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
Huge night tonight at Suncorp. It's the Reds' last home game. And, of course, last time you saw them, they were soaring. They've had a few troubles in the last week and maybe we get an explanation and also a bit of excitement from Tate McDermott, Reds captain. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Right. What's been going on the last few weeks since you've been away from Suncorp? The Kiwis been giving us a touch-up.
Yeah, mate, it's been pretty embarrassing, really. I think it's a similar story to last year, really, which is the most frustrating part of it. We're starting the games brilliantly. We've led most games apart from the weekend at halftime, and then we've just fallen away from it. So we've got to keep making our tackles. It's as simple as that, really. We missed 32 on the weekend, and, you know, that was the reason for the score.
Oh, yeah.
You welcome back Harry Wilson from injury and Fraser McWright. Obviously, the flu's been going around as well. Moana Pacifica is the team that you take on tonight at Suncorp. Do you go in with a little bit of confidence or are you lacking confidence, you know, as a whole off the back of the last couple of weeks?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. I think we're 100% at this time of the year, what we know already is that we're playing finals. So we've got 2 weeks to get our mindset right and get that belief back that we had at the start of the year. So definitely having those players like Fraser and Wilson back in the side, and also James O'Connor last week, does a lot for our confidence and belief. So, yeah, we're just trying to get the wheels turning, and hopefully this weekend at Suncorp, this tonight at Suncorp, is going to be really exciting.
What about the Indigenous jersey? How important is that to the boys? Does that actually change things at all?
Yeah, it's awesome. I think particularly this year, we haven't had player in the past, but we've got a fellow on the bench, Connor Vass, who's a proud Indigenous man, and we've also got another boy in our squad called Floyd Aubrey, a young Indigenous man as well. And then so those boys have been speaking a lot about what the jersey means for them. A lot of us obviously don't know a hell of a lot about their background, so it's been awesome to have them just because it's their first year of the squad, and awesome for them to explain what the jersey is all about. So for us, we're really excited to wear that jersey after the parade.
Tate, is there any involvement from the players in regards to the jersey? Sometimes you see if there are Indigenous players, they get an opportunity to be able to be a part of the design. Was there anything, any background of that sort with regard to this jersey for you guys?
Yeah, I think the way that the QIU works, and they do a really good job with their Indigenous pathways, but a young lady was selected to design the jersey.
Yeah, okay.
So she'll be down at our captain's run. That's basically how it works. The boys have obviously been with her during the design process, so they've had a little bit of input, but mainly all the design goes down to this girl, and she's done a terrific job.
Well, Tate, it's on tonight. Moana Pacific, you are favourites. Hopefully you come back into winning form. And thanks for all the tickets you've given us for the for our listeners to go to the Tryline Club.
Oh, 1-333-53.
Ring now. Tate McDermott, go well tonight, mate.
Thank you very much.
Go the Reds.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Can we appreciate what happened? I finally got to my 24-year-old now, daughter. We went and had dinner with her and a few mates and family last night, celebrated 24th, but it was actually on Wednesday, but no one could get together on Wednesday. You had your little party for your bloke.
Yeah, Jagger and Hillary share a birthday, and we
did some analysis.
Discussing about what was happening 8-9 months earlier conceived, even though it's 16 years apart, we both conceived around the same time, obviously.
Oh, hang on, can we stop there?
Did we say it on
Breakfast? Right on, right on. Sealed section.
You two having sex, let's just...
No, not together. But Joelle was together, but 16 years
he
apart.
He wishes, Jamie.
No, God, knock it on the head.
Sorry,
love.
I am.
Another right. HR complaint from Marto.
Did we actually say
me?
That on air? Did I make that claim on air, so that we had sex on the same night with our respective partners,
yes,
but 16 years apart, yeah, to have a child on the same day?
Yeah.
So I've gone back, and I was telling Hill, it's very uncomfortable for your daughter to hear when she was created, like, because I've told you mine. Can you just check yours? So mine was around July 30. Well, I realised it might have been on about August the 2nd, which is 9.5 months before her birthday, before she was actually born, my daughter, our firstborn. It was in Thredbo 2 days after the landslide. While they hadn't found Stewie Diver at this stage. Mm. 18 people died in the Thredbo landslide.
Terribly sad.
And we had a holiday booked. We went down there the next day. We discussed it and went, well, they can still keep looking. We've got a holiday to go on.
Romantic,
we watched. Mother. We used to have lunch with the SES people who were digging for Stewie Diver. And we must have decided that it was good
was
a time.
Sexy.
It was terribly sexy, those orange overalls.
Well, you kind of realise that life is short, Marto.
Exactly.
You've been watching Stewie Diver, who was found in the end. Incredible story.
Maybe.
Of survival. And you think, geez, life's so short. We need to have a baby.
Maybe that's what happened.
I reckon that's
we
it.
We found Stewie. Let's have a rope.
Celebratory. Good love making session. Can you not call it a route, please?
Okay, that's the last time. I'll knock it on the head.
I was like, oh, God.
Have you
well,
done
I
your homework?
Wasn't making love to Stuart Diver's celebration because that was 18 years earlier.
I celebrated, Kath and I celebrated, to create our first child, celebrated Stewie Diver being found. What was yours? I'd asked you to go and do your 9.5 month homework.
Well, it's right around the end of Origin. The last Origin was on the 17th of July. But then the Broncos beat the Cowboys, I think it was on the 26th of July, I've read.
Hold on.
18-16, Corey topped the tackle count, meters game, and got man of the match.
Hold on. Are you telling me Jagger, your third born?
I'm pretty sure.
Was because he came home with Man of the Match.
Man of the Match.
That'll do, mate.
And back
How
in
many
those,
goals did he kick?
Back in those days, yes. Wallace Bishop were one of the big sponsors of the Broncos.
Jewelry.
Yeah, I got a really beautiful black ceramic and diamond loyal watch.
So you had to put
I
out.
I remember.
You had to front up for the match. So you were the woman in the match.
And I've just read that 2013, the year that Jagger was conceived, Corey played in all three Origin series because they were away for like 3 weeks at a time. I don't think people realise. So each game, they were away for 3 weeks. But then the Broncos would always have an away game in between.
Oh, God,
so he was literally away for like 3 months. And then when he'd come home, I'd ravage him because I'd been at home with toddlers and crap.
Right.
And I was like, I need some loving.
Right.
So I'm going to say, man of the match, Townsville, in Townsville, Broncos beat the Cowboys.
And a landslide for Marta.
Can we go straight to everyone else? Enough about us. What event was on when you conceived your child?
Can you trace it back to? If you go back 9, 10 months, because technically you're pregnant for 40 weeks, which is 10 months.
Yeah.
And then they say, go back to the first day of your last period, and then we take your due date from there. Jagger was 9 days late. So there's lots of, you know, there's lots of discrepancies in and around it. But
does everyone understand that September is the most popular month to be born because that's around Christmas party when everyone's half drunk? Has anyone else traced it back? Can we get what event was on when you conceived your child? It's a long shot. I know no one else has probably ever done it. 133353.
Maybe a story that your parents tell other people in front of you and you get really embarrassed and you're like, oh, God, can mum and dad please stop talking about when they had sex
maybe
to have
Maybe you got
me?
A job promotion in 10 months, nine and a half
We want to
later.
Know about it.
What about everyone else?
Steve from Scarborough. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mate, do you, have you traced back when one of your children was conceived? Which child was it, first of all?
My second daughter.
Second daughter, okay.
Have you done your homework?
I believe I have.
Yeah. When was she born?
On a holiday, 24th of April.
April, okay. What's 9 months before that?
5th of April, sorry.
Yeah.
5th of April.
And what was the what event or occasion occurred?
We went on a holiday to Thredbo as well. It was Thredbo. The same year. So she's 24 as well.
Oh, the same as you, Marto.
Hold on.
Except she was born in April.
Just before the landslide?
Yeah, we got home and it all happened.
Do you think it's something in the air at Thredbo? It just gives you the horn.
We won the holiday off Triple M. It was a game called the Mating Game.
The mating game.
The mating game.
What's the mating game?
I don't know.
You had to answer questions. Both had to answer the same 5 questions, I think it was.
It's like that one they used to do on the footy
like
show.
Perfect pairs. Yeah. Oh, that's a great game. Yeah, we should bring that back. How funny that you won it on the mating game.
They played it.
Yeah, and you won a trip to Thredbo and you got a daughter out of it.
A trip to Thredbo, yeah. Oh, first time to the snow.
Oh, long-time listener.
Oh, romance. Keep it teary.
So romantic, Josh from Kalanka.
Have you got a romantic story about what led to your conception of a child?
Well, I am one of 9 siblings,
yes.
Jesus. So I'm on the sibling side. 5 of us are in November. Our birth is in November, so we've been consumed on Valentine's in February.
Well, not consumed, conceived.
Conceived, sorry, yeah.
So Dad got his annual one on Valentine's Day.
Yes,
nice.
Apparently.
Nice.
When were the others born, the other 4 siblings?
I can tell you probably one other, but I don't know the others.
Yeah, what? Wow.
I'm the 17th, and the other one I know is the 9th.
God, Dad used to look forward to February 14th, didn't he? Popped right off, okay.
Shelley from Green Bank.
Good morning, Marto and Margo. How are we?
Yeah, good, Shelley. What child number are we talking?
Okay, so we're talking about child number 2.
Have you done the maths?
Yeah, we definitely did the math on this one. Yeah.
Okay, so when were they born?
They were born on the 23rd of February.
Okay, so 9 months prior to that is what?
May?
June.
Yeah.
Away down in Shepparton. We're part of a Harley owners group, so we were on our first at national rally.
Wow. Oh,
so
dear.
A bit excited there, you know. Yeah.
All that leather.
And, oh, God, yeah. And gleamy metal.
Sitting on the seat for all those, that time.
Settled, Margo.
With the vibration of the motor.
Settle, Margo.
Settle, Shelley. Shelley, so.
But that's not the good one. Oh, the best one, my parents told me I was actually conceived at a party that was held by George Paponis.
Dr. George Paponis, former hooker for the Kangaroos of New South Wales.
Wow.
And
former Canterbury League boy.
Legend.
Yes, because my father actually grew up with them all. So,
my God. There you go.
That's, right. That one's probably important to about 18 people listening, but I still we appreciate it, Shelley. We love the Harley one. All thanks, right. Love.
Triple M.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
I'm outraged.
I'm outraged with you. What are we outraged about?
We're outraged about the Australian Swimming Championships. Oh. On the day that Zach Stubbledy Cork stuns the world with a 200-metre breaststroke world record, yes, world record at the Australian Swimming Championships in Adelaide, we should be celebrating that fact, shouldn't we?
Yes, let's celebrate.
But no, for the third day in a row, I'm going to be talking about...
Cody Simpson's tattoos?
No! Chalmers, his nemesis, Cody Simpson, Kyle. Miley Cyrus, for the third day in a row. I don't want to talk about this stuff.
What's he done now?
Oh, remember the 100 metres butterfly and Cody Simpson, former lover of Miley Cyrus.
Revenge stroke.
Revenge stroke.
And he said, I don't want to swim it, but I'll swim it.
The World Championships are on in a couple of months. That's what these championships are about, qualifying for that. And, of course... that other bloke came first, whatever his name is, Temple or something.
No one cares.
He's qualified. No one knows who he is. And then there's Kyle Chalmers, Olympic champion.
Got second.
He came second.
Then Cody Simpson
came third. And Kyle Chalmers said,
I don't want to swim that race.
Thank you. Therefore, Cody Simpson, you'll be in the Australian team.
I made it.
You're going to the World Championship.
Woohoo!
You're with me so far.
I'm with you. What's happened?
It's not good. It's not a good look for swimming. Look at this. After winning the 50-metre butterfly final on Wednesday, Chalmers said he wanted to go after all, meaning Simpson would miss out on the world titles.
Oh.
It's been snatched from him.
He's spiteful.
He gave it to him and he said...
Took it away from him. And Indian giver.
If anyone's listening for the first time, we've been talking about this because Cody Simpson stole Kyle Chalmers'
girlfriend.
Who's Emma McKeon, who's the world's greatest female
swimmer.
And he's
bitter about it and resentful.
Twisted. And here he goes. This is a quote from Chalmers. He's from South Australia. Nobody likes... Do you know any South Australians?
No one.
No
do
one.
You?
No.
No. No one.
We don't... They're banned from Queensland. Here's Chalmers. You can't make me out to be the villain, right? Unfortunately, I started out as a butterfly and I've been swimming this past 12 years. I've been on the team now for 8 years. I've watched the 100-metre butterfly from afar and always wanted to do it. Oh, what, all of a sudden?
All of a sudden.
He said the other day, my shoulders are stuffed. And all of a sudden, I wanted to... My body hasn't allowed me to do it to this point. It's unfortunate that it probably takes Cody's spot away, but it also takes away five other guys who are in the race. There's a bunch of guys. It's not just about Cody.
Revenge X.
I think it is about Cody. I think somebody has to have a closer look at Chalmers and wonder what's going on.
What his intentions are.
He's just...
We're not making him out to be the villain. He's making himself out to be the villain.
He's...
Spiteful.
I will never talk swimming again on this show because it is a nasty sport.
Marto's thought
nasty.
On sport. Bang. Huey Lewis in the news.
Remember people like Thorpe? It was nice.
Hey, is the swimming going on the weekend?
I don't care.
You'll be talking about it on Monday.
Maybe.
Keep
your togs on.